glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
John chapter 1 verse 12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's John chapter 1 verse 12. That's right. We have been given the right, for those who have received him and believed in his name, to become children of God. With knowing that, that gives us the confidence to come boldly to the throne of grace and bring our prayers, our praises, our stress, our anxieties to our daddy, because he has given us the right to become a child of God. I love that. Hey, friend, how are you? Man, about to have some church up in here today. It is August the 9th, 2012. Happy Thursday, of course. This is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. And man, I just love that verse in John chapter 1 verse 12. I had a chance to just look it over the other night, and I just got like chills. I just got all excited. I'm like, yes, he has given me the right to become a child of God. It's not something that you rent or you lease or you have for just a little bit. I got the keys. I got the deed. I got the right to become a child of God. And so do you, especially if you believe in his name, that's Jesus Christ, and receive him in your life. You've been given the right to become his child. Well, friend, I hope you are having a great week. Still praying for rain, aren't we? My grass, my lawn is just disgusting looking. It's just terrible. I don't even want to look at it. It's like brown, and it's just like, forget that. Because last year, I've gotten into the hobby of, you know, taking care of my lawn. I bought the weed and feed. I got the special little edger thing. I mean, I got all into it. And last year was hot too. We didn't get a lot of rain, but this year's just terrible. And so I'm like, I need to find a new hobby because this one's not working out. It's not working out at all. None whatsoever. But no, I'm pretty excited. Lots of cool stuff happening here around the radio station. We are just so excited about the Creation Museum bus trip happening next Friday, August the 17th. Bus trip down to the Creation Museum down in Petersburg, Kentucky. And it's actually really neat. For only $70, you'll get the museum pass to go to the awesome Creation Museum. That includes your ticket, your deluxe motor coach, some snacks, a great incredible day of fellowship and exploring the Creation Museum with other brothers and sisters and other family members of the Great News Radio family. If you called in to reserve your seat on the deluxe motor coach trip to the Creation Museum, get your money in as soon as possible, as it looks like our bus is filling up really quickly, and we are guaranteeing seats on a first come first serve basis to those who pay. So we are taking names, but we'll only use the second bus if we have another 40 people interested in going to the Creation Museum. Of course, this is going to be happening next Friday, August the 17th, and that will include the bus trip of $70, which will include a museum pass, a small little discount to any of the items there at the museum. That will include your trip down there in the deluxe motor coach with a nice little bathroom in there, tons of snacks and bottled water. Now, the bus will be departing at the Marketplace Mall in Champaign, with also stops in Danville and Covington. So if you called in to reserve your seat on the deluxe motor coach, get your money in as soon as possible. Looks like our bus is filled, and we are guaranteeing seats on a first come first serve to those who pay. Now, we're also, like I said, also taking names, but we'll only use a second bus if we have another 40 people interested in going. So if that's you, give us a call. Let us know your interest. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. And for our Indiana listeners, you can just call 1-888-333-9466. 1-888-333-9466. Regardless, it's going to be a fantastic day of fellowship. Well, our devotion for today comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I love that passage. We'll take a look at that right after this song from Keith and Kristen Getty. It's called In Christ Alone on Great News Radio.
rest alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
Favorite hymns, In Christ Alone, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday. It is, of course, the ninth day of August 2012. And isn't it funny how God works things out? Think about what you were doing about 10 years ago. 10 years ago was what, 2002? And compared to where you were then, compared to where you are today, think about all the struggles and the things that you had to go through that made you who you are today. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." You know, there was a family who had twin boys whose only resemblance to each other was their looks. Because if one felt that it was too hot, the other thought it was too cold. If one said the TV was too loud, the other claimed that the volume needed to be turned up. If you have kids or grandkids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Opposite in every way. One was an optimist. The other, a doom and gloom pessimist. Just to see what would happen, on the twins' birthday, their father loaded the pessimist's room with every imaginable toy and game. The optimist's room, he loaded up with horse manure. I'm going somewhere with this. Bear with me. So that night, the father passed by the pessimist's room and found him sitting amidst of all his toys, crying bitterly. He said, "Why are you crying?" the father asked. "Because my friends will be jealous. I'll have to read all these instructions before I can do anything with this stuff. I'll consistently need batteries, and my toys will eventually get broken," answered the pessimist's twin. Passing by the optimist's twin's room, the father found him dancing for joy in the pile of manure. "What are you happy about?" he asked, to which his optimist twin replied, "There's got to be a pony in here somewhere." See, this passage in Romans 8:28, there's a purpose of all that, is more than just being an optimist, more than just thinking, okay, it's all going to be good. It's, you know, I need to think positive. It's more than just all of that. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, that passage obviously encourages me, but also scares me a little bit. Just being honest makes me scratch my head sometimes, because what do you mean that all things work for the good? Sometimes I struggle when I watch the news and hearing about, you know, the death of a child or you know, somebody being murdered, and I think, Lord, what good can come from that? You know, as an honest Christian, those are the conversations that I have with the Lord. You know, what good can come from this? Several years ago, when I was a teenager, several years ago, I found out in the hospital room that my mom, who had surgery, found out that they found cancer. The doctor said it was not looking good. It was not looking good. It was, I think they called it stage 3C cancer. Now, stage 4 cancer is terminal cancer, so they gave it the diagnosis, I think, like 3C cancer, which is pretty much almost there to the end of it being terminal cancer. Everybody was like, "I can't believe it. This is not looking good, and you know, we need to, you know, sell her home. We need to, you know, get rid of her car then, and, you know, she's never going to work again," and all of this stuff. And you know, me being a teenager, you know, 19 years old or however old I was, you know, I was freaking out. And, you know, by this time, my faith wasn't at the time as strong as it is now. And I'm nervous. I'm talking to God and all of this stuff. And I remember when I had to go home, I was driving home on the interstate. I think it was on Interstate 294 up in Chicago. I was driving, and I remember I was crying. I was weeping. I said, "Lord, what good is going to come out of all this? What good is going to come out of all of this?" I remember just weeping, and I was just reminding God, you know, my mother is way too young to be dealing with this. My mother is way too young to be going through this. And I even said, "Lord, I am too young to be dealing with this. I am too young to be dealing with this." And then God, in the midst of my crying and my weeping and my complaining and my moaning and my groaning, God in his sweet voice spoke to me in that instant. He said, after I said, "Lord, I am way too young to be dealing with this," he said, "Well, then what an even greater testimony that you can share about my glory." I'm tearing up right now just thinking about it. What an even greater testimony that you can share about my glory. And I started crying. Tears of joy, because the Lord has spoke to me. And I knew that. I knew that. I knew that he spoke to me. And I didn't understand what he was talking about. I understood what he was saying, but, you know, how does it connect? I don't understand. And about a year later after that, my mom got better, went into remission, hallelujah, and she found Jesus Christ as her Savior through that struggle. And today, 2012, she's serving the Lord in her children's ministry, blogging, writing online journals about the Lord. And she says to this day that having cancer was the greatest thing that ever happened to her. See, friend, the reason I tend to struggle with this passage that says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. My definition of good is nowhere near God's definition of good. It can make us feel good. Whatever we're going through could make us feel good. But also, whatever we're going through, that issue, that thing, that situation, may be good for us. Like Brussels sprouts. I can't stand it. It's nasty. But I have to eat it because why? Because it's good for me. So taking a look at the definition of good is a great place to start. I may not fully understand the way that God thinks. God, what good can come from the death of this person? When you watch the news, what good can come from that? I have no idea, but I know that God's in control. He sees the beginning, middle, and the end. Ever before there was time, he sees all of that. I don't understand. But this passage also gives us hope because it reminds me that the Lord is in control. In Exodus 1:22, we read that Pharaoh gave an order to all his people that every Hebrew boy that is born must be thrown into the Nile. Every Hebrew boy. This was Pharaoh, leader. And in Exodus chapter 2, we read about Moses' mother. It says that she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a basket for him, placed him in the basket, and put him on the bank of the Nile River. She didn't want that little boy. She didn't want her son to be slaughtered or murdered by Pharaoh and this new law that he sent out. She's like, okay, God, I don't want my boy to die, but I'm going to place him in this basket, and I'm going to put him down the river, and I'm going to put all this in your hands. And then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to take a bath, and she saw a basket. And she saw that there was a baby in this basket. The baby was crying, and she felt sorry for him. And she took this little baby in as her own. This was Pharaoh's daughter. And you know what the cool thing is? She was looking for somebody to help nurse that little baby boy that she took in as her own. And Moses' mother applied for the job, got it, and Pharaoh's daughter said, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So here was a woman who was scared to death, didn't want her baby boy to die. Say, God, I'm going to trust you. This is what I'm going to do. And Pharaoh's daughter found this baby boy, hired Moses' mother. And Pharaoh's daughter didn't know where this baby came from. Hired this baby's mother to take care of this little boy, get paid for it, and live in Pharaoh's house. Don't you dare tell me God can't work things out. Don't you dare tell me that God cannot work things out. As Christians, we need to see things, situation, and people the way God sees them. Zoom out. Look at the bigger picture. Because in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Things are not always what they appear to be. That's what I've learned as a Christian. Whatever you're going through today, know that if you are in Jesus Christ, whatever it is, can't find that job, you're about to lose the house, somebody in your family is slowly passing away, or you're dealing with a death, or your marriage ain't where it should be, know that in all things, God works for the good, for those who love him. And understand that our definition is not the same as God's for the word good. This is where we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Yeah, what a beautiful song. It is Well With My Soul, the instrumental version right here on Great News Radio. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for just letting me hang out, spend some time with you on this Thursday. Remember, if you're still interested in the bus trip down to the Creation Museum coming up next Friday, of course, that's Friday the 17th, just give us a call at 217-367-7777 or for our Indiana listeners, 1-888-333-9466 to get more information. Well, don't forget Mr. Mark Burns sitting at behind this microphone tomorrow right here for the Friday edition for Mark and Friends. That's, of course, tomorrow. Well, in the meantime, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.